Hi there. Welcome to my podcast. This is a happy place of life, love, and everything beautiful. Hi there. My name is Treasure, and I'm an alcoholic. Okay, before you start judging, I'm not an alcoholic, like a bottle drinking, guzzling alcoholic kind of person. I'm a language alcoholic. Now, what does language alcoholic mean? I'm sure you're wondering, like, what does she mean by language alcoholic? What I basically mean is I have a thing for languages, and I didn't even know that I had it. It just happens that I could stay around someone for 2 weeks and at least I could start to speak the basics. And in the beginning, when I began to find out that this kind of thing did exist for me, I was kind of scared. But then on the flip side, I felt powerful because I felt like a human detector, like I could decode cryptic messages people were saying and didn't want people to understand. No matter what it was, even if it was code language, I would somehow find a way to decode it. And it made me feel really, really cool. But behind that journey, I wasn't always like that. I mean, I did Yoruba in high school. If you're Nigerian and you went to a Nigerian high school, you know you have to pick a language between Yoruba, Igbo, or Hausa. And I did Yoruba in high school. But guess what? I failed it. I got a whooping F9 in WAEC. But somehow, I seem to understand the language. Maybe not much, but at least I can find my way around what it is you're saying, if I put my mind to it, except I decide, I don't want to bother what that person is saying, so I wouldn't bother to decode it. But if I wanted to know, if I was curious enough to want to know what it is that you were talking about, yeah, I definitely will find it. But here is the most interesting story ever. Okay, so I was in SS3 and about finishing high school. And trust me, going to a language-speaking country was not in the agenda at all. You know, so one day I'm processing to go to Canada. At the time, I wanted to study law and international diplomacy. Yeah, big English. Yeah, I wanted to be a boss chick. But that wasn't forthcoming at the time. So my dad picks up a phone call one day, and they're talking about something, about someone who's coming into the country. Dad needs to go get the person from the airport so customs don't impound his goods. So before I know what's going on, the person ends up coming to stay in our house unannounced. Yes, my dad had a way of just meeting people and bringing them home without announcing. So we always had to rush to cook something for the guest. That's my wife, right? Anyway, so this man comes to our house. We have to prepare a room last minute, and he starts to show my dad things, gadgets, a lot of things that he bought, and the prices were so cheap. Yeah, cheap. And my dad is sold by his whole portfolio, and he says, it's China. If your daughter goes to China in 1 year, she'll speak the language and she'll start her university degree. And my dad was sold by it and said, okay, get us a university admission. And in 2 weeks, this man brings a university admission. I've been doing Canada for like months. And this man brings a university admission letter in 2 weeks. So my dad is sold. And what do you know? I'm off to China. And, you know, I'm crying because that was my first time ever traveling abroad. I was about 17. Yeah, don't judge. But anyway, that was my first time traveling abroad. And I cried so much because I felt like my father hated me. What would I be going
really thought I was going to learn how to fight Kung Fu, and I was going to go to a Kung Fu university, because I didn't think China had universities from the movies I watched. You know those movies, don't you? For more of the story, come back and listen to my podcast and get more of the fun stories. Bye for now.